You're tuned to The Weekend. The Weekend is a weekly public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTUP. Good afternoon. I'm Louis Sines, and joining us on The Weekend this afternoon is Christy Brown. Christy is the executive director of the Mustard Seed Cafe. Christy, thank you very much for being with us here today.
It is my privilege. I appreciate your inviting me to come.
Now, a lot of people may not be familiar with Mustard Seed Cafe, but then a lot of people are also very familiar, and mm-hmm. it's word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how this idea started and then how it grew.
Okay. I tell people the Mustard Seed Cafe started with God and with his desire and heart to love and to serve the people of El Paso and beyond. And Patsy Burdick and Shelley Spiker and myself, they're two good friends. We all just felt like this was God's new call on our lives and a new adventure for us. And so probably 4.5 years or so ago, we started meeting weekly around my kitchen table. We did a lot of research, learning about this relatively new concept of a pay what you can cafe. The concept was spreading across the country. It was really the vision of a woman named Denise Serretta, who later started a foundation called One World Everybody Eats Foundation. We reached out to them, and they have a lot of material that's available to communities that are interested in starting cafes like this across the country. And so we started meeting and, creating these long lists of things to do and praying and just started moving ahead. And we started really with a grain of faith the size of the mustard seed. And people ask me, where did the name come from? That's where it came from. We were scared. We really knew nothing about what we were getting into. But all three of us love the El Paso community and really felt like we needed to do something more than pray for people who are vulnerable. We needed to get out there and do something. And so this model of this pay what you can cafe is really what God kind of plopped in our laps and said, you're going to do this. And so we spent about 2.5 years learning a lot, just learning about what it means to serve here in a border community, learning that good intentions are one thing, but that we had a lot to learn from people who are already serving here and doing great things in the community. Our hearts were really drawn to the Rio Grande neighborhood, just north of the freeway in the downtown area. Again, we met so many people who were already working, already ministering, already serving in that area. We looked in Segundo Barrio. We looked downtown for places. But like I said, our hearts were really drawn to the Rio Grande neighborhood, that O2 area. And we met people. We started talking to anybody who would listen. We started to raise money. We, like I said, were in contact a lot with that foundation. And then we were approached by First Christian Church, who we'd gotten to know a number of the people there, including the pastor and some of their outreach committee members. And we were approached by them. And they said, would you like to open at First Christian Church? They, at the same time, we were, God was really stirring us. They really wanted to use their facilities. They have a huge physical plant, and they wanted to use their facilities to serve the Lord and to serve their community, their neighborhood.
And that's in the same area you were talking about?
Yeah. So it was just only something that God could do, because we walk into this space, and it's this huge space. They have a huge commercial kitchen that was way underutilized. We have an office. We have a stage. We have a laundry room. We have handicap accessible restrooms, and we could garden there on site, which was, and we had 95 parking places, which is amazing, because we wanted to be accessible to everybody in El Paso. And people need to know they can come in and out if they're professionals, you know, or that they can get to us from the bus route that, you know, lets off at Houston Park or right in front of us on Arizona. So that was really a match made in heaven and just incredible.
Now, when you talk about the people who you serve and you mentioned, you know, professionals who come there. And as I told you before, I've heard from a lot of professionals who go and eat there and they love it. And the fact or the concept, I guess, that you mentioned also about, you know, pay what you can. Is there are a lot of restaurants. We see a lot of billboards around town. And there are some restaurants, though, that are very nice and, mm-hmm. and not everybody can afford to eat there.
Right.
But when you have something like this, and I guess one of the things that there's a misconception perhaps about the Mustard Sheet Cafe is that perhaps it's a place to feed the homeless or the mm-hmm. needy. But as you mm-hmm. mentioned, a lot of professional people go there. And so if you wouldn't mind kind of sharing with us like the atmosphere.
Sure. Well, the best thing about the Mustard Sheet Cafe is the people. And we never know on any given day who is going to come through the door. And we have people who are on the streets. Then we have people that work at the courthouse downtown. And then we have somebody who comes from a halfway house or a shelter. And then we have a family that comes, a homeschool family whose kids are going to come and volunteer at the cafe. And then we have UTEP students who come in who are just looking for a place, you know, that feels like home and a place to get away and to kind of find relief from maybe the stress they're feeling as finals come. And then you've got a business person from the Northeast. I mean, really, we have people walk through the door from every walk of life. And so all those people come together. And really, to me, the only way that can work is because the Lord is there. And because our aim as a staff and as the volunteers are to treat every single person who walks through that door the same. To treat them with dignity and honor and respect. And it doesn't matter where they come from. It doesn't matter what their story is. Those things don't matter. You know, they are created in the image of God. And no matter where they are in life right now, they deserve to be treated well and to be served well. And yes, we have people from every part of our community come. And it works. And some people, the pay what you can concept, and so if you were to come through the door today and I was the greeter, you know, I would say, welcome to the Mustard Seed. Have you ever been here before? And you'd say no. And we love to ask, how did you find out about us? Because that helps us know how we're reaching people. And I'd say, you know, you might say social media or Facebook or somebody from UTEP. And I'd say, awesome. And I'd say, well, I want to tell you that our mission here is that we're loving the people of the Rio Grande neighborhood in the name of Jesus Christ through the transforming power of the gospel and friendship and good food. And you as our guest, you choose today how you want to pay for your meal. And you can come in. And we'd love to have you volunteer with us if you'd like. And you can do that, if you choose, in exchange for a $10 meal. And $10 goes a long way at the Mustard Seed. So that can be your choice if you like. And if that's the case, we'll get you signed up and get an apron on you. And you become part of the face and the welcome of the cafe, no matter who you are. Or if you're not going to volunteer in exchange for a meal today, then you just go through our line and you'll get a ticket. And that'll be you place your order and you'll get a ticket that tells our staff what you'd like to eat. And they'll prepare your tray. And then that ticket has just a suggested price on it. And that might be $4.33 or $6.50 or $7.58 or $10.82, whatever it is. And you sit down and you enjoy your meal. And then when you're done, there's a line at the bottom of that ticket that says my payment is. And there are pens on the tables and you write down what you want to pay for your meal. And, you know, if if you don't have a lot of money in your pocket right now and things are tough, then you write down $250. And that's great. And you take that to our cashier, and she knows that that's your payment. There's no shame, no questions asked. She's probably going to ask you, you know, how was that brisket sandwich, or what'd you think of that soup today? Or you might write down, I'm going to pay that suggested price. Or we have a lot of people who want to pay it forward. So they'll pay over that suggested price. And that goes right back in to help us keep doing what we're doing. We're a, you know, a 501c3 nonprofit. And so you know, people say, oh, is this a soup kitchen? People come in and they're usually very surprised by how bright and cheery and how much they feel at home there, because I think they have in their minds, if something is serving vulnerable people, then they have this impression of what that's going to look like. And that can't be for the case for us, not if our goal is to create a place where everybody feels valued and loved, you know, so the environment is like your home, you know.
It's interesting what you just mentioned, because I know that a lot of people, myself, I know, have been through the where perhaps as a college student or even in my professional career where things are tough.
Absolutely.
And perhaps somebody invites you somewhere and you're ashamed, or you say,
exactly,
well, I really can't go because I have something to do, and you're making that up because you just don't have the money.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they can pay whatever they can or makes a big difference. But at the same time, some people – I think all of us probably, because that's the way we were brought up, most of us, that we feel like, well, we owe you. It's like at Christmas.
Right.
If somebody gives you a present,
right,
you feel like you have to give one back.
Exactly.
And it's hard for some people to accept.
Oh, yeah. Because, and again, we pray. I mean, every morning before we start service, we pray that the atmosphere is one where people come in and they feel safe. And they feel no shame. And like you said, everybody has times that are difficult, and everybody and everybody comes in. That's the amazing place is, I mean, even if somebody comes into the Mustard Seed and financially they're in a good place, you know, there may be other ways right now where they're experiencing poverty, you know, where they are broken, where they're, you know, they're experiencing huge crisis. And yeah, they may have enough money, but, you know, but they are still needy, just in a different way. And so, you know, I know when we first started, Louie, our prices were too high. And we had people who were coming in the door and paying what we asked, you know, even though we said you pay what you can. But what we realized is people in El Paso are amazing, and people want to do the right thing. You know, and we saw, I remember Patsy saw one day a woman who came through our line, and her suggested price, you know, came out way over what she could afford to pay for lunch. And Patsy saw that on her face, and she paid that suggested price. But that meant that other things were going to go unpaid. You know, she didn't have $10 to spend on lunch, and yet she paid it. And that, oh my gosh, that just the look on Patsy's face that day. And she said, things have to change. You know, even though we tell people these are suggested prices, so we dropped our prices way down because we want people to feel good about paying a suggested price of $4.33, or you know, or to feel better about paying literally what they can, which might be $2.50. And college students, oh my goodness, college students are working so hard, you know, to see those dreams of theirs realized by getting that degree. And we're aware. I mean, we were made aware recently that Minors Against Hunger, a student organization, have said there are 4,000 UTEP students who experience food insecurity. That means they don't have a consistent source of healthy food. And that should not be the case when these students are pouring themselves out and pouring themselves into their education and trying to, you know, to realize those dreams. And we have a lot of UTEP students who come to the cafe. But when we heard that number, that broke our hearts, you know, and we have students who come in because they've got scholarship requirements to do community service hours or leadership society hours. And, you know, we have social work and community communications majors and biochem and all these majors who will come and they'll volunteer with us in exchange for that meal. And I just want to say, oh, my goodness, UTEP students, come. You know, come. We have free Wi-Fi. And I know our hours are limited. So, you know, I know it's maybe hard for some of them to get to us with their course load and things. But, you know, come and study here and you know, and pay what you can. And
what are your hours, Christy?
Our hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 to 2. And, you know, that's where we've started. You know, people say, oh, my gosh, you need to expand your hours. And, you know, if God shows us to expand our hours and we've got the volunteers and the staff that, you know, that we need to do that, you know, we will do that. But, I mean, we love this university. And we've not had a single student come through our doors that we haven't loved. Students that we've prayed with, you know, who were overwhelmed by finals or getting ready to graduate or, you know, just stressed with working full time and doing doing their course load, some of whom are the first in their family to graduate high school, the first in their family to be in college. And we learn from them. You know, we are inspired by these young people for the courage they have and, the perseverance.
And we were discussing this before the program started, the fact that you volunteered for many years in the public schools with your children and helping out as a school mom. And so you know that there are a lot of teachers and college professors who perhaps they may have that title, but they're moonlighting and they're working to help with their children,
yes,
school,
yes,
and other,
yes,
things. And so,
yes,
it's tough enough with two incomes, but there's a lot of single income families out there,
yeah,
as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm meeting people all the time who are working nights so that they can be at home during the day with kids, especially over the summer. You know, kids, I mean, families where every dollar has to be accounted for. And so we want to say, come to the Mustard Seed. Come in here. Come in here with your families. Pay what you can and let us love on you. Let us pray for you. Let us encourage you. Come into our garden. When I left just now, there were all these people in our garden, which is a huge, it's just an extension of the cafe space, except it's outside. And we've got a master gardener. His name is Bill Hooten, who is our garden manager. And families come and they help in the garden Wednesday mornings. They come and they learn and they learn about gardening in El Paso and they get their hands dirty and they laugh and they talk and kind of walls come down in the garden, just like they do when you eat with people. You know, you start to realize we have a lot more in common.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because someone had mentioned about the fact that, you know, you can work for your meal if you will,
yes,
or volunteer.
Yes.
But you can also go out in the garden and not necessarily have to work in the kitchen,
yeah,
or as a,
yeah,
server, but out in the garden.
Absolutely. And the garden is just becoming a sanctuary. We had a wonderful young man who was working on his Eagle Scout project, Ty Johnson, and he built us these amazing 10-foot tables and benches and a huge new compost bin. And there's a playground for kids, and it's just a beautiful space to be and to sit. You can read and talk and come out there and learn how to plant a squash plant and then 1 month later harvest it and then see it chopped up and used in a soup that you're going to eat because you helped work and see that squash, you know, and it's amazing.
Well, we've been talking about the cafe and everything, of course, the plants.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned the food, but
yeah.
You have a fabulous chef.
We do. Our chef is Peter Lee. He's just been a huge blessing and a godsend for us. We have our lead cook is Randall Lane, and he's been an amazing answer to prayer and help for us. And then, like I said, when I left the cafe a short while ago, the rest of our staff are all volunteers, and they're of all ages, from every walk of life, who are there because they want to help the mustard seed continue to happen and to serve people.
And your menu changes frequently, right?
It does.
Daily, weekly?
Weekly. It changes weekly. So our menu this week is a brisket sandwich. There's a vegan option, as well a vegan sandwich, lots of yummy vegetables. Then we've got three bean salads. So we've usually got a couple of sides as well. We always have a soup. And then we've always got a salad. Our salad bar is, I think it's one of the best things we do. You tell our volunteers what you want on the salad, and our mustard seed vinaigrette dressing, our house dressing is amazing.
As we were discussing before, and we know here at the station because we depend a lot on volunteers.
Absolutely.
And so you have a paid staff, but very small pay. I think
yes.
There's like three of you maybe?
Yes, there are four people on our staff. Like I said, our chef, our lead cook, and our manager, Carmen Estrada. And then I'm the executive director, but I'm a volunteer staff member.
But it's not like some of the other nonprofits we read about where the CEO is making hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Oh, no.
Of course not.
I'm receiving eternal rewards.
Yes.
And nobody's learned more or received more, I don't think, than I have. I've just it's been the most humbling thing I've ever done, but the most rewarding thing I've ever done as well.
And Christy, what about, you mentioned that you were recently received some dishes and other cookware from the Rescue Mission. What about the food? Because do you all make enough that you can purchase all these foods, or are they donations as well, or are you available for grants?
We are, like I said, we are a 501c3, and we are not self-sustaining yet. Our operations do not cover our expenses. Our income comes from a couple of different places. One, it comes from our guests who pay it forward, like I said, who, you know, if their bill is $650, they might pay us $10. So that's huge when people come in and do that. Then we receive donations as well from individuals and businesses. We do apply for some grants. Right now, we've just started. We had our first one last week. Are starting come and see dinners where we're inviting small groups of people to come to the cafe on an evening and see us in the context of what we do normally, and just hear who we are and hear what God is doing at the cafe, and see our faces and things. And then, you know, we're telling them this is our financial picture. This is who we are. And we need people to come alongside of us as monthly financial partners, you know, just like KTEP needs financial help monthly. So we're having to do the same thing and are really just trusting on God to provide for us. We do receive donations of food. Like I said, the Rescue Mission brought us food today. We're talking right now about partnerships with El Pasoans Fighting Hunger and the Kelly Memorial Food Pantry, kind of sitting down around a round table like this one and talking about how can we work together to make sure that hungry people are fed. You know, is there a way for us to do that and in partnership with the food bank? We receive food from Jardín de Milagros, an amazing farm in the Upper Valley in Anthony, and from farmers, you know, who bring us this is the squash season, so we're going to see a lot of squash. We harvest from our garden. We also have a wish list of things that's on, I think it's on our website and Facebook page and things, but things that we always need, you know, like olive oil and vinegars and
a tractor.
No,
not yet.
Not a tractor. Quinoa and things that people, you know, people love for us to serve, but that are expensive.
Sure.
And, you know, and we'll put plaster pictures of, you know, this is the most recent donation of olive oil and balsamic vinegar that somebody brought in the door. And every donation like that helps. They just have to be sealed and new, you know, and from a, you know, a reputable source and things.
Tell us a little bit about because I think this is the first time you've done this, and that's the festival that you had in April.
We had a spring festival.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And that was neat. That was in conjunction with the Downtown Church Connection. The Downtown Church Connection is a group of about 30 or 40 or so different churches, ministries, agencies that all serve the Segundo Barrio downtown and our O2 neighborhood. And so we'd always had a festival in the fall, but we switched it this year, and it was in the spring, and it was in the parking lot at First Christian Church, and Mustard Seed did the food, and it was free to the neighbors, you know, so we had about 250, 300 people come. It was a great family day. You know, we did nachos supreme and cucumbers with lime and tajin powder and strawberry lemonade, and had a cowboy gospel band on the stage in the cafe, and it was delightful because it was community, you know, it was community, and we all need more community. We need opportunities just to sit down and get to know one another, slow down, and so it was sweet, and I think we're going to keep it in the spring.
Give us the address again, if you wouldn't mind,
sure.
And perhaps a Facebook page address, or because
sure.
You are on Facebook, you mentioned.
We are. Our physical address is 1140 North St. Vrain. So we're at the intersection of Arizona and St. Vrain, just down the hill from El Paso High. That's what I tell people. We have some El Paso High kids walk down sometimes to eat. Our website is mustardseedcafe.org. And I can't tell you what our Facebook link is, but if you go to I think if you just put in Mustard Seed Cafe EP, it should come up.
Or if you go to Facebook and just type in Mustard Seed Cafe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not a big Facebook person, but I'm amazed by the Facebook community and how our Facebook community has supported the cafe and helped us. So many people come in the door and they say, I heard about you on Facebook. So thank you to everybody who's friended us or liked us or all that. We
really thank you very much, Christy, for being with us here today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We've been visiting with Christy Brown. She is the executive director of the Mustard Seed Cafe. Again, they're located at 1140 North St. Vrain. And we want to remind you that the views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KTUP. The Weekend is taped and produced at the KTUP studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Andrea Granado. Our producers are Eddie Rosales and Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Louis Sines.